Feels good to be back after the bye week. Got a chance to recharge. We're able to get some guys healthy, and we're getting ready to go down this long stretch, second half of the season. We know that we're facing a hungry Chicago Bears defense, and we know it's going to be a challenge.
Did you feel older and wiser than you did a couple days ago?
Not at all. You know, each day I feel like I'm learning more, though, and I am gaining more knowledge, but I don't feel any wiser or anything.
So this is going to be your first cold weather NFL game. How do you feel about it? And you up to the task there, Teddy?
Yes, I'm feeling very confident. And you know, we've been able to experience some cold games in college, but none like what I'm going to face on this level. I know that's going to be different, but it's all going to be a mental thing. And our coaches are doing a great job of preparing us, you know, for these next couple games down the stretch. And I think we'll do pretty good.
Any advice or anything about, you know, playing and throwing in cold weather or anything along those lines?
Well, not at all. My guys have just been telling me to, you know, continue to play your game. You know, the weather, there's a way to block out the weather. You know, you can wear the proper equipment and, you know, just block it out and play football. In college, I think I may have played in the low 20s. Played against University of Connecticut, but nothing as cold as here.
You do the wet ball drill. Is there anything you can do to simulate the cold? Maybe ice water drill or something?
Well, you know, I don't think that I'll be affected by it. And like I've been doing the wet ball drills, and you know, if the field is wet from the snow or anything in these upcoming weeks, I think I prepared myself well. You know, to know what to expect, but. No, we're just going to continue to just get comfortable, whether we're practicing outside or indoors. Coach Zimmer's doing a great job of, you know, continuing to just develop a mentally physical team and a mentally tough team.
You talk about the mental side of it, but is there anything physically that changes about throwing the ball when it gets cold like that?
I don't think so. You know, we have hand warmers and things like that that allow me to keep my hands warm, so I think our equipment staff do a great job of, you know, brushing the balls well and preparing them for Sunday. So, you know, I'll continue to just go out there, wear my gloves, and play football.
Was there a difference for you in the second half, in the last game, just maybe playing a little looser or anything?
I think so. And I think I just told myself, you know, just play football. And the coaching staff continued to remind me. Coach Zimmer told me, you know, before the ball was even kicked off, you know, you don't have to be perfect. Just play your game, just play football. And I still find myself trying to be perfect, you know, throughout the course of the game. But I have to continue to just trust what I'm being told, trust the play calling. You know, we have a great group of guys here who have been doing a great job all year, whether it's in the run game or the pass protection or on the outside. Our wide receivers are making plays, and we have a pretty stout defense here. So all I have to do is just play my game and, you know, make it easy for our defense.
Teddy, you're already kind of gaining a little bit of a reputation for your composure, leading teams from behind. All three games you won as a starter, the team came from behind in the fourth quarter. What are some of the keys to that, bringing teams from behind, maintain your composure?
The biggest key to it is practice. You know, getting a feel for it throughout the course of the week. We practice situation football about three times a week, and you know, we try to hit those areas hard because we know that in this league, games can come down to the final 2 minutes of a game where you have to go down and kick a field goal to win a game, or go down and score a touchdown to tie a game, or to go in overtime and win a game. So we practice hard each week on those situational football areas, and you know, I think it's been showing and paying off on each Sunday.
You think you can be a quarterback who's going to have a reputation in the NFL and leading teams from behind? You think you have that in you?
I think so, but I don't want to be that guy because that means we're in a dogfight each week. So I'd rather us being able to come out in the victory formation to end the game and not have to, you know, scramble around and put together a two-minute drill. But, you know, like I said, coaches have prepared us for those situations, and we're ready to answer them.
What do you think makes you more effective in those situations?
For one, I think I'm just able to think less, play football, distribute the ball to the playmakers on the outside, and those guys make plays. I feel so comfortable in those situations because, like I said, we've been practicing them ever since OTA. So I think I just feel comfortable because I know that I have 10 other guys in the huddle with me who know what we need, know the situation, and know how to respond.
How do you personally not get too excited when you see a team come in that
their pass defense has struggled quite a bit, and you see an opportunity to have maybe a big game.
We can't be blinded by the stats. You know, Chicago is a hungry defense, and we know that it's going to be tough going there to win a football game. And, you know, we're going to have to continue to battle throughout the course of the game. So we know that each week we're going to get an opponent's best. And this week, that's what we're expecting from Chicago.
You guys were 3-for-3 in the red zone against Washington in terms of touchdowns scored. What kind of started to click for you guys, and do you think there's something you can build on going into this second half of the season?
We were able to run the ball down there, and the offensive line did a great job, you know, in the Washington game of protecting and opening holes for the running back. So, you know, we got down there, we knew that we were able to run the football, and, you know, Matt and Jarek did a great job of running, you know, behind that big offensive line that we have here. So it's just been a huge and overall offensive success.
Were you able to look back at your first six games during the bye, and how did you kind of evaluate things?
Yeah, I was able to look back, and, you know, I came away impressed in some areas, and I know that I still have a long way to go. I know that there is a ton of improvement needed to be made. There are a ton of adjustments, but I'm going to continue to just get better, work hard each week, and continue to just trust my teammates.
What are those biggest areas for improvement?
I just, you know, whenever I'm in a passing game, not holding on to the football, and feeling it and not seeing it. You know, I have a tendency of wanting to see wide receivers open before I throw the football. Sometimes I have to just feel it and trust that, you know, the guy's going to be in the right area at the right time.
Is that a matter of just kind of getting on the same page with those guys and just kind of trust them? I mean, you're new here, so maybe some of that just kind of coming along.
No, I think it's more of me just trying to be right and trying to be perfect. You know, like I said, I want to see the throw to make sure that I'm going to be able to make the perfect throw, instead of throwing an out-cutting route to an area and allowing the wide receiver to run up under the throw and make a catch.